This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter. This could be your letter. We could be reading it live on the air. You never know. It could be yours. So write us, okay?
So write us right now. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, what's so darn funny? Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 18 years and I'm dating a younger lady on the side. I know what you're thinking, but my wife stopped having sex with me 2 years ago and she got smart during an argument and told me I could do whatever I needed to do on the side because she didn't want me anymore. It hurt like heck, but I moved on and met someone new. My side chick is married, but she and her husband have been living apart for 4 years. I'm 55 and my girlfriend is 35. She's tall and thick with a tiny waist. It was love at first sight, and I wanted nothing more than to make her mine. We didn't rush into sex because I haven't been with another woman since I met my wife 22 years ago. When we finally had sex recently, I admitted I was nervous. She thought it was sweet, and she jokingly said she'd take good care of me. When I kissed her neck, she giggled. When I rubbed her skin, she giggled. Every new position, she giggled. I thought I was showing out, but every few seconds, she giggled. I looked down at her. She had tears in her eyes from all the laughing. I asked her what was so darn funny, and she said she can tell I have been married a long time. I was offended, but I played it off, and I let her take control. I wasn't expecting what came next, and she had me holding on for dear life. I got caught up in her long legs and couldn't breathe at one point. Since that night, she's been teasing me about wanting more. I don't have the confidence to do it again. Am I out of my league here, or should I keep trying? Okay, let me get this straight. Let me just get this straight for a second.
I already you got are asking, it. You just come to me if you want to. Go ahead.
You are asking Steve and I to help you be a better lover for your side piece. Okay. I mean, is it over between you and your wife? I guess according to you it is, but you guys did try to make it, you didn't try to make it work anymore after this, right? Because your wife practically gave you away when she said she didn't want you anymore and for you to do whatever you needed to do on the side. That was like a permanent hall pass. I'm sure that hurt, like you said it did, and it's been 2 years. What I don't get is why you guys didn't just get a divorce. I mean, do you still do things together? You just don't have sex? It sounds pretty complicated. You're legally married, but living single. And this sounds like it's working for you. I mean, you must have some sort of understanding or arrangement going on here. And your girlfriend must, too. I don't know. Anyway, fast forward to the side piece. You may not have the confidence to do it again, but she sure wants you to do it again. She wants you to do it again with her. So that should get your self-esteem, your confidence up a bit, right? Obviously, she crushed your ego with all the giggles and everything, but she didn't stop. She didn't leave you. She didn't make fun of you. She didn't even tell you to go back to your wife. So she obviously likes something about you, and maybe she can teach you a few things. So now the ball's in your court. What are you going to do, Steve?
Whew. Girl, this letter here.
Mm-hmm.
What is so funny? Well, I'm the man for this letter right here. Nice try, Shirley. Good Christian answers. That ain't what this letter's about. This ain't about no, can your marriage work out? Could y'all talk it through? Do y'all still do things together?
Mm-hmm.
That is not what this is about at all. I have found the secret in this letter. The subject is what is so funny. That's what this letter about. The hell you laughing at? That's what the letter is about. I'm in here with all, I'm giving it all I got. The hell is so funny. So now let's talk about this, because here what happened. This man been married for 18 years. You dating this younger girl on the side. You know, and he come talking to China. I know you know what you think, but my wife stopped having sex with me 2 years ago. She got smart in an argument and told me I could do whatever I need to do on the side because she ain't want me no more. Okay? Now, I'm going to show you something. It hurt like hell, but I move on and I met somebody new. My side chick is married. Now, this is critical information now. But she and her husband have been living apart for 4 years. So now let's do the math here. His man been married 18 years. His wife told him 2 years ago she didn't want to have sex with him. No, told him to get something on the side, go do what he want to do. He meets a side chick that is married but has been living apart from her man for 4 years. I'm 55, my girlfriend 35. She tall and thick with a tiny waist, love at first sight. I wanted nothing more to make her mind. She ain't rushing this sex because I hadn't been seeing a woman since I met my wife 22 years ago. Another key piece of information. Here we go. When we finally had sex recently, I admitted I was nervous. When we finally had sex, I was nervous. She thought it was sweet, and she said jokingly, she'd take good care of me. That's a warning. That was a warning. When I kissed her neck, she giggled. When I rubbed her skin, she giggled. Every new position, she giggled. I thought I was showing out, but every few seconds, she giggled. I looked down at her. She had tears in her eyes from all the laughing. I asked her what was so funny.
Hold on. Hold that thought, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes back after the hour. You're going to find out what's so darn funny when we come back right after this.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, what's so darn funny?
Now, I've never taken this long down in the letter. I'm 3/4 through with the letter before I have made a point. But let me just do a recap so you can understand. This 55-year-old man is dating a 33-year-old chick on the side from his wife, who he's been married to 18 years. But for the past 2 years, they haven't had sex. She told him go do what he wants. She don't want him anymore. The side chick has been living separate from her husband, separated for 4 years. He met her, long legs, small waist, pretty face, fell in love at first sight, wanted her, but he hadn't had sex with another woman in 18, 22 years. She said, it's okay, I take care of you. I consider that a warning. But he don't know that because he ain't been with nobody else in 22 years. He kissed her on the neck, she started laughing. He rubbed her skin, she started laughing. Touch her feet, laughing. Every time they flipped to a new position, she laughing. He looked down, she got tears in her eyes from all the laughing. I asked her what was so funny, and she said, I can tell you've been married a long time. Well, the question of the letter is, what is so funny? And the answer is you. Your ass, what she laughing at. I tell you what's so funny. First of all, that's why your wife told you she laughing at your little sex moves and she laughing at all the little stuff you trying. That's why your wife told you 2 years ago, don't touch her no more and you can go do what you want to do because your ass ain't frying no bacon up in here like I like mine extra crispy. And you in here serving up all this raw bacon. Your grease ain't even hot. So now, then she done put you out. Now you got to look at who you dating. This woman that done put this thing on you and you don't know what to do. Now, you said in the letter, I was offended and played it off and I let her take control. I wasn't expecting what came next. She had me holding on for dear life. I got caught up in her long legs and couldn't breathe at one point. Now, want to know what happened right there? That's why she been separated for 4 years. Because she too much, you too much for one man, but not enough for two. That's a Bill Withers song. She in here bone-crushing men, locking them up, breaking off. You get stuff happening to you you ain't never had before. You scared. You in there scared. She in that too much. She overexperienced. That's why her husband then left her for 4 years. He's somewhere trying to pull himself together. Your wife don't want you because you don't know what your ass doing. You 55. I don't know what made you think you could do this 35-year-old girl. Your wife didn't want it no more. She don't want it. Now, this is what this letter's about, dog. So now, listen to me. You said, since that night, she's been teasing me about wanting more. I don't have the confidence to do it again. And am I out of my league here, or should I keep trying? Nah, bro. Nah. You way out your league. You done bit off more than you can chew. And you can't chew baby girl, because baby girl is a man eater.
She's a man eater.
She's a man.
She's a man eater. Yeah, see, they wrote songs about everything back then. You in love with a man eater, and you ain't got nothing to eat, cause your ass is inadequate. You sitting up in here, you can't. Are you all that old baby kissing on the neck? She don't want that. Rubbing her skin. Flip over and watch this. You let her take control. She locked your muck ass up. You didn't know what the hell.
He couldn't breathe.
I can't breathe. What are you doing to me? This is too much. Let it go. Stop. Let it go. Let me go. Shut your punk ass up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, listen to me. This is not going to work out for you, dog. You need to stop this right now. Now, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to do some practicing. But you're 55. You ain't got in the tank what you had. So now you got to do selective practicing. There's something I read a long time ago that a man has a certain amount of pleasure explosions, let's call it, in his lifetime. At 55, you are on the cusp of running a little low on the number you got left.
No, it's low. It's low.
So you need to be most selective.
Yes, you do.
The man eater is going to snatch yours from you, and you ain't going to have none left. You already sorry. The two women you've been with laughing. Your wife done told you to get somebody on the side because she don't even want it no more. And now the man eater done ate you up one time and said, let's just try it again. And you ain't got the confidence.
What is he
and
doing?
And you shouldn't.
What is he
she
doing?
She doing everything.
All right.
She doing everything. He ain't doing nothing.
All right.
He in the corner scared. He trembling. Oh, took the blanket over in the corner and pulled it over his little naked body, just sucking his thumb. He don't know what to do.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram.
She busts out the bathroom. What do you think?
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
The most important lesson you learned, Steve, from your parents?
That I wasn't supposed to be here.
They reminded you that
you
on
were
the daily,
baby.
My daddy constantly told me that. My mama had me at 42. I was talking to my father one time. I said, Dad, I need to talk to you. He said, you can go ahead and talk to me, but you do know you ain't even supposed to be here. Go ahead.
Wow. That's cold.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.